Chinese chapter, Chinese chapter. It's got four universal principles. Extensively, one is hearing and expecting the Lord's mercy, remembering and meditation. These are the four points. Rupa Goswami extensively discussing about hearing and meditation. So in Sharanam, that is the 43rd principle. There are basically three ways to perform hearing. One is Nama Shravan, hearing the name. Second is Charita Shravan, hearing about the pastimes. And Gunadi Shravan, hearing about the qualities, etc. of Krishna. So that is given in this chapter with the different quotation. I don't go to the quotation. The quotation is, first reference is from Garuda Puran. This is the hearing of the Lord's name. The second reference is the fourth canto, deals with the hearing of the Lord's pastimes. Can you read fourth canto?
In the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 29th chapter, verse 14, the importance of hearing of the pastimes of the Lord is stated by Sukadeva Goswami in Maharaj Parikshit. My dear King, one should stay at a place where the great Acharya about the transcendental activities of the Lord, then one should give other reception to the nectarian river flowing from the moon-like pieces of such great personality. If someone eagerly continues to hear such transcendental sound, then certainly he will become free from all material material first here in the meditation, as well as all illusions of materiality.
And last reference is 12th canto deals with the hearing, is glorification and transcendental qualities. So this, in this way there are three divisions in hearing is there. And regarding, I think the Rupa Goswami here also quotes in the first paragraph about holy name. Snake example, written by snake. So in one of the later, Prabhupada is quoting about this. I think the same thing. So I am just reading for you. Except for the Krishna consciousness movement, any other attempt for spiritual realization, such as drugs, worldism, impersonalism, bodily exercise of hatha yoga, etc., are like unconsciousness under some super intoxicant. Srila Rupa Goswami has given a very nice example in this connection. He says that a conditioned soul remains in the slumber of unconsciousness just like a patient bitten by a poisonous snake. In India, there is a class of snake charmers and physicians who treat snake bitten persons with a particular type of jungle herb. This treatment is to bring the herb near to the nostrils of the patient to smell. And then the patient comes back to the consciousness and finds relief from the snake bite effect. In our conditioned life, we are bitten by so many types of Maya snakes. And more we are put into unconsciousness without any hope of eternal life. Krishna consciousness is the only herb for such Maya snake bite condition. So our duty is very important. We have to awaken so many snake bitten patients under the spell of Maya. Krishna consciousness is like a herb, general herb, which just bringing to the nostril, it can bring the person to the consciousness. But it's such a powerful that we are bitten by so many snakes, you know, like every day we are bitten by snakes, every day. So many snakes. the different attacks of Maya or different reaction of our karma is more or less snake bites. And in that condition, as such, we do not have any hope for the eternal life. Like we are, the way if we find our own heart, our own consciousness, our own shortcomings, then you will not be able to find any hope for the eternal life. But the Krishna consciousness is so powerful that if we take to it sincerely, then everyone can go back to God. I was with Giridhar Swami in Vrindavan, Ashtakati. So, I was talking for a few minutes with him. So, Giridhar Maharaj said that if anyone takes to Krishna consciousness sincerely, then there is a chance to go back home in this life. Otherwise, material world is dangerous. Anytime we can fall from our position. So he was saying that we require to become sincere in our Krishna consciousness. If we take to Krishna consciousness lightly, then we cannot guarantee that in this life you can go back to God. Of course, there are many examples out there, Krishna is so kind, you can go. But, you know, we cannot misuse that. So, then the next principle is expecting the Lord's mercy. This is very nice, expecting the Lord's mercy. Much of our life in this world is spent suffering the results of sinful reaction. Devotional service is so practical. You know, this is one of the wonderful feature of bhakti, that it can transform the suffering into an opportunity for sadhana bhakti. Dine radhika daya kare bhagavan. Person is suffering, Krishna is more kind to him. It requires only the right attitude. That's it. One person in suffering is rebelling God, and the other person in suffering surrender to God. This right attitude. If he has the right attitude, you can use that suffering in Krishna consciousness. Rupa Goswami quotes Srimad Bhagavatam 10:14:8 to show that there are two ways to practice Krishna consciousness in adverse situations. This. First is accepting the reactions as the Lord's mercy. And the second is repeatedly offering obeisances within one mind. My dear Lord, any person who is constantly awaiting for a boundless mercy to be bestowed upon him and who goes on suffering the resultant actions of his past misdeeds, offering you respectful obeisances from the core of his heart, is certainly eligible to become liberated, for it has become his rightful claim. Tatyenu kampasa samiksamana bhunjana evatma kritam vikakam. Then, Vapur Bir Vidudan Namaste Samukti Pade Mukti Pade Sadayata Eke Mukti Pade Sadayata. Loka Shrimad Bhagavatam. Very nice loka. And in this regard, I got so nice purport of Prabhupada. Very nice purport. Actually, I like that purport very much. This is from 8th canto, 4th chapter. The translation I already said of this sloka, but in this connection of purport, Prabhupada is saying very nice purport. This is the unique position of a devotee of the Supreme Personality of God. This is in the connection with the Chitta Ketu Vasukarsha. Now, in the Dhimna Maharaj Vasukarsha. I read the earlier translation. My dear King, Shukadeva Goswami said, after Agastya Muni had thus cursed King Indrajumna, you know who is King Indrajumna, the Muni left the place along with his disciples. Since then, since the king was a devotee, he accepted Agastya Muni's curse as welcome, because it was the desire of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, although in his next life he got the body of an elephant, because of devotional service, he remembered how to worship and offer prayers to the Lord. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This is the unique position of a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although the king was cursed, he welcomed the curse because the devotee is always aware that nothing can happen without the desire of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yes, clear understanding about this. Although the king was not at fault, see, sometimes it can happen to us also. The king was not at fault, but he was cursed. And he became so famous that now we are reading about it. He was cursed without the fault by some, you know, like one of the famous rishi, Agastya Muni. Agastya Muni still cursed him, and when this happened, the king considered it to be due to his past misdeeds. He did not blame his Muni. You know, generally our tendency is to react. I am not at fault, how can you blame me? I will fight. I have to give my fight to defend myself. Here you say, oh, something wrong I must have done in my past life, or maybe past lives. An even more humble devotee consider, I might have done, not that, I did something, that's why I am getting. A more humble devotee. I did this mistake, he tried to find out his own mistake, and accept it. Tatyanu kampasu samikshamana. This is the practical example of how a devotee thinks. He regards any reverses in life as blessings of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, instead of being agitated by such reverses, he continues his activities of devotional service. He continues his activities. And Krishna takes care of him and enables him to be promoted to the spiritual world, back to Godhead. If a devotee has to suffer the reaction of his past misdeeds, hear what I mean to say, Prabhupada saying, if a devotee has to suffer the reaction of past misdeeds, the Supreme Lord arranges for him to be given only a token of this reaction, and very soon he is freed from all the reaction of material contamination. When it happens, we already read earlier line, when it happens. If he considers himself that I was at the fault, I did something wrong, and I am suffering of my past deeds. First thing, second thing, continues is executing devotional service. He continues his services. His routine, he continues his routine, services and everything. And third is, he surrendered to Krishna. If these three things are there, then Krishna will do this favor. He will give only token. You don't have to suffer whole. So, one should therefore adhere to devotional service. And thus Lord himself will very soon see to one's promotion to the spiritual life. He himself will see. A devotee should not be disturbed by unfortunate circumstances happens in the life. Devotee should not be disturbed by unfortunate, but must continue his regular program, depending on the Lord for everything. Depending on the Lord. But must continue his program. The word Upadharayan in this verse, considering is very significant in this. This word indicates that a devotee knows what is what. He understands that what is happening in material condition life. He understands, he knows the nature of material world. He knows the nature of material life. That's why he depends on the Lord. That is what our, the point here was. But always, you know, expecting Krishna's mercy. So, demons and demigods, they cannot understand this thing. Few days back I was listening. Tata. Whatever. So, demigods and demons, they cannot understand this thing. But devotees can understand it. They can understand that dangers can be created by God and then the dangers can be removed by God. So no need to worry. This is known to devotee, but demons cannot understand this thing. Then another point here regarding the same Prabhupada is saying. When a devotee is in distress, he sees that the Lord has appeared himself in the form of distress. And while one is within the material world, one is in various conditions, and therefore devotee sees condition of distress as just another feature of the Lord. Mrityu sansar, mrityu sansar sara. And there is another point, very nice point. To save surrendered soul from the repeated birth and death, the Lord purifies him from contamination by offering him a little distress. This cannot be understood by non-devotee, but devotee can see this is because he is vipra-chitta. Vipassita, learned, a non-devotee, therefore perturbed by this distress, but devotee welcomes. And that another point, another example is, it is natural for those who have developed intense love for Krishna not to care for personal inconveniences and impediments. Such devotees are simply determined to execute the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His representative spiritual master. Even amidst the greatest dangers, they undeviatingly carry on with the greatest determination their service. That definitely proves that intense love of the servitor. So they are prepared to, you know, tolerate all discomforts for the sake of Krishna. Sample is given, Ashvishyava Padaratam Pinashtumam. Ashvishyava Padaratam Pinashtumam. You can crush me under your lotus feet. But they never hesitate. Then Srila Prabhupada is giving in one of the lectures. There is a very good example. You will find out if you go to Mayapur. His name is Kholavita Sridhar. His income was very poor. At night he would chant Hare Krishna Mantra very loudly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. His neighboring friend would say this man has no income, and because he is hungry now he is chanting loudly. Hare Krishna. He is hungry. So one day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to buy some of his goods. He was selling dona, cups. So So Mahaprabhu took away some of his fruits and dona as a friend. One day Mahaprabhu said, "Sridhar, you take benediction from me." So he said, "What benediction, sir?" "Well, you are so poor that your house is not even properly maintained. There are so many holes in the roof." And I replied, Sridhar replied, Still I have a nice house because it is better than the bird's nest. They do not have roof, they have no roof. They live in a tree. At least I got a shelter. What is difficulty? There is no difficulty." In this way, Chaitanya wanted him to offer so many things, but he said, "No, I have no desire for this. If you want to benedict me, please give me pure devotion at your lotus feet. This is pure devotion." So, those who are devotees, they immediately get relief from Krishna. When Krishna sees, they surrender and he is filled merciful. And those who are rascals have to be killed. Prabhupada says that killing also as good as, killing is also good for them. Just like a father, to one son is giving rasagulla and to another son he slaps. So one should not be happy too much to get rasagulla, and one should not get distressed to get slapped by the father. Krishna purposefully gives a small slap just to, take care of you. So you should not get agitated or disturbed. So that is expecting Krishna's mercy. And then 45 and 6 is remembrance and meditation, smriti and dhyana. These two items are similar. Remembrance means to think of Krishna in a general way. Meditation involves deeper contemplation. Vidrupa Goswami has divided into four parts. Remembrance means to think of Krishna in a general way. And meditation has something, some more deep, deeper contemplation. In four parts are, is there in the book? Four parts? Meditation? Rupa Dhyanam. Meditation on Krishna's form. Guna Dhyanam. Meditation on Krishna's quality. Krida Dhyanam. Meditation on Krishna's activities. Seva Dhyanam. Meditation on devotional service to Krishna. So there are four Dhyanam. I explained by Rupa Goswami. You know one famous story about Brahmana who worshipped the Lord within his mind in Dhyanam? You know that? He used to worship, he used to make kheer and put his finger and burn, and then Lord smiled. And then he immediately sent his Vaikuntha Viman in a plane to get him back. He was such a devotee, he used to throw the deity of the Lord in the river by binding him with a rope. And say, "Hey, now you take bath. He will give for 2 minutes, 5 minutes. And okay, now come back. He'll take the rasi up, that rope up." He was such a Raghunatha devotee. So he used to do meditation. Many devotees they used to serve in meditation. Nrisinghananda Brahmachari. He used to create so many varieties of decoration for Mahaprabhu on his path, and he used to put flower petals and so on. All in meditation. Everything in meditation. So, even Vasudev and Devaki, Vasudev is mentioned in Krishna book, Srimad Bhagavatam. When Vasudev was in prison condition, he was in prison house, he could not give charity in the celebration of Krishna's birth. So he gave so much charity just in meditation. And in that connection, Prabhupada writes that whatever charity, service, whatever is rendered to Krishna, even in meditation, gives you the same result. So, also one should meditate on there are all different qualities and pastimes and what else? Rupa Dhyanam. While at least you are chanting Gayatri, second initiation devotees, they should chant, they should meditate Dhyanam. Rupa Dhyanam, Guna Dhyanam. Devotees are advised to meditate upon Yoga Pit. They are advised to meditate upon Yoga Pit every day. They are advised to meditate upon the lotus feet of the spiritual master every day. So, this meditation is a part of our devotional service. Next chapter. Chapter 11. Yeah, this chapter describes last and most advanced of the 9 main processes of devotional service. Dasyam, Sakhyam and Atmanivedana. So Dasyam, there are 2 aspects of Dasyam, salutership. They are part of Navda Bhakti, Dasyam. One is Karmarpanam and second is Kainkaryam. So Karmarpanam means offering one activities to the Lord. And Kainkaryam means serving in the mood of a personal attendant. So Skanda Purana elaborately describes the first aspect about Karmarpanam, and Naradiya Purana briefly alludes the second aspect that is mentioned in this book, I suppose. Karmarpanam, one's activities to the Lord, has 2 subdivisions. One is offering the fruits of one's prescribed duties in Varnashram, Karmarpanam, Varnashram. And the second is offering direct service within the 9 main processes of devotional service, Navda Bhakti. However, our Vaishnava Acharyas, some teacher accept both subdivisions as bona fide form of salutorship in Sadhana Bhakti. But our Acharya do not. Your devotional service must be free from work born of impurity activities. There should not be connection with the pure bhakti, with the Varnashram or Karmarpanam. It is Mishra Bhakti, it is not pure bhakti. Therefore, our Acharya do not accept offering the fruits of one's prescribed duties as bona fide item of sadhana bhakti. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's commentary to Brahma Sanhita, text number 61, supports this. He says that offering one's activities in Varnashram is known as Gauna Dharma, subsidiary devotional activity. Such activities are not directly bhakti, although they may be indirectly conducive to devotional service. Even Srimad Bhagavatam also Lord Krishna confirms, even in commentary, in Srimad Bhagavatam, they read, ordinary work performed as an offering to God without desire for the result is understood to be in the mode of goodness, whereas activities of devotional service such as chanting, hearing the glories of the Lord are transcendental form of work beyond the modes of nature. The Prabhupada says in this book, in the opinion of the karmis, duty workers, offering the results of karma is called salutorship. But according to Vaishnava Acharya like Rupa Goswami, salutorship means constant engagement in some kind of service to the Lord. So Prabhupada reconciles the 2 opinions. Those who are engaged in the fruitive activities or prescribed duties according to the 4 orders of social or spiritual life are not actually pure devotees. But still, because they are offering the result to the Lord, they are accepted as the devotees. When one has no such desire, but acts continuously out of love of God, such a person must be accepted as a pure devotee. So this is clear that in servitorship, dasyam, the first part, karmarpanam, is not 100% pure devotee. It is mishrita. But the kainkaryam is real pure, because that is the real mood behind. And he is servant. So, kainkaryam is also here. They are working for Krishna. Yes. We learned this thing in Bhagavad Gita. One is Yat Kava Shridashnasi, that is Nishkam Karma Yoga. Yat Kava Shridashnasi. And Patram Pushpam is Bhakti Yoga.
They do some work and then whatever they are doing.
Doing the work and offering to Krishna and doing the work for Krishna. What are different things? Yes. Got that. So, Kainkaryam. Kainkaryam, in the first type of service, Karmarpanam, one performs direct devotional service. Direct devotional service. One can perform, it's possible, Sravanam, Kirtanam, possible. But here, second type of servitorship, one performs direct devotional service in the mood of Lord's personal attendant. The distinction lies in the attitude of the performer, not in the activities themselves. Even if one engages in the nine process of direct devotional service, his activity is karmarpanam unless he serves with very deep concentration in the mood of personal attendant of the Lord. So it's the same thing, it is external things. When it is devotional service without proper concentration and mood, mechanical devotional service is considered to be karmarpanam. And the real serving is kainkaryam, is serving with the mood. So that's why what we are chanting and doing all sadhana bhakti, it will bring the mood, the real mood. Narada Purana, quoting from famous words, Śrīmati Gosvāmī described this mood of tireless endeavor to serve Krishna with body, mind and words. Iha yasya harer dasya karmaṇā manasā gira nihalasvatya sthāsu yuvanatavuchyate. A person acting in the service of Krishna with body, mind, intelligence and word is a liberated person even within the material world. Although he may be engaged in so many so-called material activities. This illustrates how a devotee in kainkaryam constantly engages everything, mind, body and words, in service of the Lord. So, Prabhupada says in this connection, two kinds of reason. A conditioned soul sees a very beautiful rose and he thinks that the nice aromatic flower should be used for his own sense delicacy. That's one kind, and the other is him offering to Krishna. So with the correct reason, one can engage everything in the service of the Lord. It is stated in Bhakti Rasamrita. So when you engage everything in the service of Krishna, not only Krishna, but Krishna is paraphernalia, his name is called in everything. Then that person is, he understands the things as they are. So, and the next point is devotional service and friendship. Can you pull that link to call? next principle is Sakhyam. There are two types of friendship. One is Vishwas and second is Shraddha. Sorry, Vishwas and Mitra. Vishwas means a superior well-wisher and Mitra means friendly relation with a peer. Vishwas means to have strong faith or confidence in the Lord as one's benefactor. Prabhupada summarizes, the devotee who has confidence in devotional service to the Lord systematically follows all the rules and regulations with the faith that he will achieve the platform of transcendental life. Prabhupada is a devotee who sees the Lord as a friend in the sense of Vishwas, a well-wisher and benefactor or protector. Srila Prabhupada adds a twist to this aspect of transcendental service. Ordinarily, the devotee sees the Lord as the well-wisher, but by preaching Krishna consciousness, the devotee becomes the well-wisher of the Lord. That is the reason for twist. Since Vishwas refers to the faith in the Lord, Rupa Goswami will discuss the topic of faith. He explains that it has two stages in faith, Shraddha and Vishwas. Shraddha, preliminary faith, and Vishwas is mature faith. Now you can understand that Shraddha is just a beginning. That's why it's called Adho Shraddha. Shraddha is just a beginning. But when that Shraddha becomes stronger, first there is Shraddha, the simple faith necessary for beginning to engage in devotional service, which in time matures into Vishwas, very strong faith. Avashya Rakhive Krishna Vishwasa Pala. Shraddha Shabde Vishwas Kohe Sudrula Nishcha. Vishwas, what is this? So the Prabhupada describes this. A neophyte devotee who has simply developed a slight love of Godhead is certainly a prospective candidate for devotional service. When he becomes firmly fixed in such devotional service, then the assured status becomes a confidential part of devotional service. This is Vishwas. And the second is Mitra. Mitra occurs at an advanced stage, when a devotee begins to serve the deity in a mood of fraternity or equality. Prabhupada mentions, sometimes it is found that the pure devotee lies down in the temple of the Lord in order to serve him as a confidential friend. Such friendly behavior of a devotee may be accepted as raga nuga or spontaneous, although according to the regulated principle, no one can lie down in the temple of the Supreme Personal Godhead. This spontaneous love of Godhead may be grouped under devotional service in friendship. This is an example of mitra friendship. Then Atmanivedana. Prabhupada says in this, according to different authorities, self is differently defined. Like self is differently defined, like mind and soul, and sometimes refer to the body also. So depending on the definition, the term Atmanivedana can take 3 minutes. Atma refers to the body, that means body surrender. Atma refers to mind, that means mental surrender. And Atma means self, that is full surrender of self-identity. So, the prayer of Yamunacharya is an example of Atma being defined as the soul. Possessor of the body. In this case, Atmanivedana becomes surrender of the egoistic attachment to the body. Such a surrender devotee becomes unconcerned even about the bodily form of life he may be living. So, there is a, my dear Lord, I may be living within some body as a human being or a demigod, but whatever mode of life, I do not mind because these bodies are simply byproduct of the 3 modes of religion. And I who am in possession of these bodies, and surrendering myself unto you. So this is important, like Atmanivedana also brings a devotee by this, as we read the translation, a devotee is, he makes his consciousness in the Atmanirvidanam form. Whatever he is in position, whatever bodily condition, whatever form he has got, whatever situation he is facing, whatever. But here, that this body is simply byproduct of three modes of energy. If you keep this clear in the mind, and that's why whatever he does, whatever services he is rendering, everything, he is having direct, you know, like he is keep Krishna in the center. Be direct and directly connected to the Lord. Everything he does in knowledge of Krishna. Bhakti, Hari Bhakti Vivek, illustrate the concept of surrender, not born to the Lord. This connection, Srila Prabhupada says, after duty engages in the process of Sranam, Kirtanamadi, Radha Bhakti, and is able to secure these processes, he can later become a devotee capable of rendering spontaneous devotional service, namely Sakyam and Atmanirvidanam. And the great Acharya who preaches devotional service all over the world belong to the category of Sakyam Atmanirvidanam. The great Acharyas who preach devotional service all over the world belong to the category of Sakyam Acharya. A neophyte devotee cannot actually become a preacher. A neophyte is advised to assume devotional service into the other seven processes. Sravanamadhi, other seven. If one can successfully execute the preliminary seven items, he can in the future be situated in the platform Sakyam Acharya. And such this Atmanirvidanam devotee, such a devotee is like a cow that is cared by its master. When cared for its master, a cow is not in anxiety over its maintenance. Such a cow is always devoted to its master. It never acts independently, but only for the master's guidance. It does not do anything. It does not do anything for. He is just doing everything for benefit of the master, or the pleasure of the master. Every small thing is doing only for the benefit of the master. There's a good example, Prabhupada is giving cow. You see, the cow is so much dedicated. He is not doing anything against master's desire. Whatever master is saying, that should be sold out anyway. Sometimes dedication of the soul to the Lord is called Atman. The best example of Atmanirvidanam is Bali Maharaj or Ambarish Maharaj, and sometimes Rukmini Devi in Dwarka. Prabhupada says in one of the conversation between Carol Cameron in Perth. I don't read the conversation, but the sense is Prabhupada, she is asking that in doing bhakti, emotion and love are very closely entwined. The Prabhupada say that yes, but first you have to surrender. Then only first you know that why Krishna is worth to surrender. So that Prabhupada is saying that first you have to understand why to surrender Krishna. Then only you can come to Atmanirvidanam, otherwise you cannot just jump to the Atmanirvidanam. Prabhupada is saying this. Then the next is offering of favorite radical. Favorite radical means two things. Favorite to me and favorite to Krishna. Both. Whatever I like, I should offer, and whatever Krishna likes, that Krishna should offer. Krishna likes peacock feather, Krishna likes pitambas, he should offer that. and performing all endeavors for Krishna. Tadarthe akhira cheshta. Whatever devotee who has a great establishment of or factory may offer the fruit of such material pleasures and poor service of the Lord. Everything according in karma or something like that. Then, being a surrendered soul, Saranapati, so it is very subtle distinction between Atmanirvana and Saranapati. Saranapati means to consider oneself completely subservient to and protected by the Lord. Atmanirvana also means self-dedication, but such dedication may be with or without such feeling of subservience and dependence. Bali Maharaj is an example of Atmanirvana without feeling of subservient dependence of the Lord. To feel surrender and to surrender are two things, as I said earlier. And the 53rd item is serving trees as such as Tulsi. So, simply about hearing about Tulsi, worshipping about Tulsi, glorifying Tulsi, serving the tree, all make auspicious to the process. Chapter 12. Further aspects of transcendental services. This chapter describes the final 11 items of Sadhana Bhakti. 57. Serving the Lord according to one's position. Yatha Vaishnava Mahotsava. Not to perform Vaishnava festival as lavishly as one's financial position will allow. Then, 58 is performing devotional service in Kartik, then Ujjavara, the Kartik Pratipya. Dev Goswami says if one performs Kartik Ujjavara in Vrindavan, even without devotion, the Lord will very, very easily offer his personal service.
What is that? Ujjavrat?
Kartik Vrat. They are regular following Damodar Mass, and there are many other Kartik, there are rules and regulations given. Kartik Vrat, how to observe Kartik Vrat? It's tapasya and glorifying Krishna every day. So if you follow that, that is performing devotion in Kartik, it is part of devotion. Then you get. Because if you don't have devotion at heart, but if you follow that, you will get Krishna's personal service. Observing festival, celebrating the Lord's activities. Sri Janma Dina Yatra. Now again it is similarity. 57 is Vaishnava festival, and this is also. But here in particular, Janma Dina Yatra. Janma Dina Yatra means a festival of birth ceremonies. Three sources, three. Sanskrit here is Janma Dina Yatra. Second, Prabhupada gives in 6th chapter. During Janma, he wants to observe special festival. Prabhupada says, normal festival and special festival. So this 59 is special festivals. And Prabhupada is looking at it in this. Other points in this? Servitorship was there?
Recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam. Mathura Vas. Association.
Here in the revealed scriptures, which are in Mathura, all the 12th we are reading,
Yeah.
I think this is in a listing, final five items. Next chapter will separately describe each of them. Rupa Swami already listed them as item of sadhana bhakti, but here mentioned them a second time to emphasize their spirit, superlative effectiveness, evoking devotion. What are the five? 61, 62, 63, 64. You know that serving the deity with devotion, archana, then reciting Srimad Bhagavatam among devotees, hearing the real scriptures, second, associating with the advanced devotees, tenderness of the devotees, 63, from Kirtana, telling the holiness of the Lord, and living in Mathura, reciting in Mathura. Now, 60 was repeated in 30. 60 was already mentioned in 30, number of sequence, 30 principle. 61 was already there in 54, 62 was already there in 56, 63 was already there in 33, and 64 is already there in 55. This is a repetition of the principle, to emphasize it. Now let us just once. 62 is repeated with 56. Now contradiction. This is nice to understand. See how to understand the apparent repetition. How to understand? Why? See, item number 7. Residing in a sacred place of pilgrimage like Dwarka Vrindavan. And item 48. Going to the temple of Vishnu or the place of pilgrimage. Item 55, one should live in a sacred place like Mathura. And item 64, one should live in the place of Mathura. The four things. So, we used to emphasize, but just to understand properly, 7 refers to visiting specific holy places which include Dwarka, Jagannath Puri, Ganga, etc. 48 refers to briefly visiting any holy place or temple of Vishnu. Different. 55 and 64 are same. Special effect of living exclusively in Mathura Vrindavan. They are same. Identical. Then worshipping sacred trees. That is item 10, item 53. They are almost similar. But there is a.
No, 64 is recent.
64 is? What?
Where you are staying?
Mahaprabhu. Whatever we are saying is not dumb.
No, in your house means in house.
We should create atmosphere of dumb. That is, Prabhupada says that wherever there is a worship of Krishna, where there is a chanting of a holy name, where there is a Bhagavad Parayan, that becomes holy place. But still there is effect. Yes.
That sincerity is main thing.
Just by remembering Radha Kund Vrindavan from here, you get purification. So just to see with practically eyes, with eyes, is that more benefit?
And we have 64 years of personal living.
Yes. There is no compromising in that. 64 means exclusively staying in Mathura Vrindavan. But Prabhupada said that because we are devotees serving the movement, so wherever we are, we can create Mathura Vrindavan. That is not to minimize the importance of 64 principles.
Yes, in this problem, one can create, but it depends upon the level of purity and sincereness.
Of course, of course.
But there it is already absolute pure, so
yes.
We get no benefit.
Yes, sir. But for everyone, it is not possible to stay there in Mathura Vrindavan. That's why Prabhupada says that you stay wherever you are and create the atmosphere. That's why ISKCON centers are there, preaching centers are there. Or at last, there nothing is there. You can create home and temple at the home. Niji worship, Sankirtan,
Raghavas Ravan, everything. As well as Mathura.
And like the places Prabhupada has visited, is considered as Dhamma. Like Prabhupada has visited to
So
we can
aspire down. Then once Radhanath Maharaj was there, you know, on the bank of Yamuna, he was feeling to, you know, like, he was feeling separation to go from Vrindavan, long back, early days. So one of the local devotee, Vrindavan, local Babaji, you can call, he said, why you are worrying? You are living in Vrindavan, from here you will go to another Vrindavan there, in USA. Prabhupada has made you Vrindavan all there. Of course, wherever sannyasis are there, wherever spiritual master is, Dham. That is Dham. Tulsi Kurvanti Tirthani, they create Dham. I was just talking with some devotee regarding the same thing. Wherever there is ICC meeting, Arjuna meeting, all the spiritual masters, they come together, sannyasis, it becomes Dham, festival. So, is that clear? Now worshipping sacred trees, item 10, item 53, can be distinguished in, 10 refers to the respectful disposition one should have towards these entities, trees and all. And item 53 is physical acts of service one should do for them. That was just mental respect. And in 53, physically serve the trees. Now singing and chanting. Item 32, 33, 34, 63. They are all having singing and chanting. The 32 refers to singing songs written in glorification of the Lord. 33 refers to congregational chanting of the Lord's name, pastimes and qualities. 34 is japa. 32 is Gita. 33 is Sankirtan. 34 is japa. And 63 exclusively to the paramount importance of congregationally chanting of the Lord's holy name. There are other also. 30 Archana, 31 is rendering service. There is also 35 offering prayers, and 36 there are also notable prayers. And we already discussed about this. 44, 46 is already in chapter 10, we distinguished. 49, 52 already distinguished in 11. 57, 59 already distinguished in chapter 12. And we have understood. We finished the 64 all.
We have to remember all
this. No, no need to remember all. We have to just go through the points. How can you remember all the principles? You should have clear understanding. Out of 64, anybody is asking you, in not the number but the name, like, then immediately you can say something about that. Let's say somebody in your is asked, the question is, what includes in Dasya Bhakti? That you can clarify. What is Dasya Bhakti? What includes in Atma is in Bhakti, so you can tell about that. Then understand. They don't want to be asking any sick ones or not like that. So shall we take chapter 30? Yeah, there are 5 points. This is 10 minutes. Forward, this clock. 13. Yeah, 2 pages. Very, very important pages. Very important. They can finish. Mathura Mandale Thita, Sri Murte Rangri Sevane Prita, Sri Bhagavata Khaswado. Bhagavatarthaswado, Sri Nama Sankirtanam, then Sajati Yasya Snigdha Sri Bhagavad Bhakti Sangho. 514 forms of devotional service. Srila Prabhupada says this practice are so potent that a small attachment for any of these five items can arouse devotional service ecstasy even in the neophyte. Here the neophyte in this context refers to one with weak attachment. Thus even a neophyte devotee with weak attachment to Krishna can quickly achieve Bhava Bhakti by practicing any one of these five. Prabhupada used these five most potent items as a pillar on which he built the basic spiritual program ISKCON. All the five things what chanting Hare Krishna, daily Srimad Bhagavatam class, Bhagavad Gita in the evening, lavish deity worship, and Guru Puja, serving the devotees every day, and establishment of extensive facilities in Mayapur and Vrindavan. That's why Prabhupada created MVT Trust, Mayapur Vrindavan Trust, MVT, only for this purpose, to develop Mayapur and Vrindavan. So, now let's go by one, worshipping the deity. Quotation from Prabhu Goswami, initially specially fixed deity worship. My dear friend, if you still have any desire to enjoy the company of your friend, you know that is very famous desire, any material world, don't look upon Krishna's deity, otherwise you will lose everything. Krishna is standing on the bank of Kesi Ghat, who is known as Govinda. His eyes are very enchanting, playing upon his flute, and on his head there is a peacock feather. If you see him, then you are gone. So the same form is there. The Divi form is the same form. So actually it is something contradiction, you know, like that type of poetic metaphor condemns what it seems a praise and praise what it seems to condemn. What is supposed to be condemned is not condemned, and what is supposed to be praised is not praised. But it is in a poetic form. Then, here Rupa Goswami thus shows that seeing the Diji, especially Govinda form. Unfortunately, we have Govinda temple here. Rupa Goswami used to worship Govinda Deva. Can quickly evoke devotional ecstasy bhav even in a neophyte. Let us first finish this one by one, then we will see what Prabhupada is quoting from his lecture. Here in Srimad Bhagavatam, Rupa Goswami composed a similar metaphor, calling a friend foolish for having heard the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, and thereby becoming completely indifferent to the world, wonderful activity of dharma, artha, kama and moksha. He thus poetically instructs us to hear Srimad Bhagavatam and be so glorious that only the four goals of human life becomes insignificant. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Even the liberation is also insignificant. Moksha, lakuzaku. That is also insignificant. And sadhu sangha, serving a devotee. Rupa Goswami describes the rich devotional sentiment of a devotee in whose heart the Lord has appeared. It is very astonishing, actually. You can read this. It is very astonishing that since I have seen this personality of Godhead,
it is very astonishing that. Since I have seen this personality of Godhead, who is washed by the tears of my eyes, there is shivering of my body, and he has made me a failure in executing my material duties. Since seeing him, I cannot remain silently at home. I wish to go out to him always.
Yes. This text seems to exemplify how one can achieve bhava by seeing the form of the Lord. Our actual purport is that essential of the devotees who are enriched with the devotional symptom mentioned above has tremendous potential to inspire one's Krishna's completion processes. Prabhupada comments, the purport of this statement is that as soon as one is fortunate to contact a pure devotee, one must be anxious immediately to hear about Krishna, to learn about Krishna, otherwise to become fully Krishna consciousness. One who associates with the advanced devotee will quickly become enriched with the center of devotional service. Samutkantha, such as Samutkantha, intense eagerness, and Abhyartha Kalupta, executing service without a moment wasted. That is the last point. No? Seeing him, I cannot remain silently at home. I wish to go out to find, you know, to him always. So, in this connection, Prabhupada says, purport from Srimad Bhagavatam. This is very nice. Ninth canto. In great stalwart personalities in the universe, including Brahma, Shiva, are fully under the control of the Lord, Supreme Personality. The Supreme Lord is fully under the control of his devotees. Why is this? Because devotee is Nyabhilashita. He has no material desire in his heart. His only desire is to think always of the Lord and how to serve him best. Because of this transcendental qualification, Lord is extremely favorable to the devotees. Not only to devotees, also the devotees of the devotees. What Narottam Das Thakur says, Chhariya Vaishnava Seva Nistara Paiche. Very famous. Chhariya Vaishnava Seva Nistara Paiche Keva. Very famous. Prabhupada used to quote this line. Without being a devotee of a devotee, one cannot be released from material entanglement. Mahaprabhu says, Gopi, Bhartu, Das, Das, servant of the servant, of the servant, of the servant, servant of Krishna. Thus, he instructed us to become not directly servant of Krishna, but the servant and the servant. Like Brahma, Nara, Vyas, Sundeva Swami are directly servant of Krishna. And one becomes servant of Nara, Vyas, Sundeva, like Siddhi Goswami, still more devoted. Vishwanath Chakra Thakur says, Krishna Prasada, Bhagavad Prasada. And similarly, Prabhupada says somewhere else here that Prahlad Maharaj says that I am born of Ugra Jatam. Ugra means demonic family. You know the story? Still, because he was a devotee, although he was born, but because of Lord Nrisimhadev, with bhakti, following the footsteps, Gopal is keeping the point aside and is saying about the story. You know the story of Gajaraj, Gajendra Moksha. So what happened? Gajendra was delivered. But along with Gajendra, the crocodile was also delivered. What was the reason?
Using lotus feet he was.
He was holding.
Tightly
he was holding lotus feet of a devotee.
Gandharva. He was the Gandharva.
He was Gandharva. But he was also delivered. Just imagine, he was not holding with the proper attitude. But because he was holding, that's why he was also delivered. Just imagine the potency of taking shelter of a devotee. Even though you are negatively you are approaching devotee, still you are getting benefit. Right. Still you are benefit. I remember when Prabhupada once was there and he was giving lecture, thousands of people were there. And he already got some threaten that we don't come here. We're all communist people were there. So they wanted Prabhupada not to preach and nothing. So Prabhupada didn't listen there. The Prabhupada kept on preaching and all. He was on the stage and all of a sudden, there were so many people all of a sudden came to attack Prabhupada. They all came to attack Prabhupada. Just by looking at, they were all having weapons in their hand. in the big pandal. And many of the people, most of the people, just by looking at them, they understood what the situation is. What? They all left, many of the audience, they started moving. And Prabhupada, he started Chinta Mani Prakarasadma Sukalpa Viksha, started these few slokas. Then everything was cooled down within a second, within a moment. Then, after some time, Prabhupada stopped his lecture, and after some time, Prabhupada asked the secretary that you go and ask them, the weapon, the people who are attacking, ask them that I want to meet them personally, individually, one to one. The disciples said, no, we cannot allow. Prabhupada, they can harm you, they are having weapon in their hand, we cannot allow. Prabhupada said, no, I want. And he insisted, and they did. And then Prabhupada talked to them in a room, personally. And they got devotees, they became devotees. They were approaching in a negative way, but they, because associating Prabhupada, they became devotees. So these are the examples. Prahlad Maharaj is also Thakur. We call Prahlad Thakur. Prabhupada is giving one other example here. Prahlad Maharaj is giving how he is merciful to bring everyone back. So Jesus is a real friend of every living entity. Prahlad. Prabhupada said one should not consider that Prahlad is a small boy, he is not important. No, he was very, he is our guru, Prabhupada said. He is not an ordinary, don't think he is a 5-year-old boy. He has no knowledge, don't think that. He is Nitya Siddha Guru. Vaishnava Thakur, Tomar Kukur Bolia Jana More. In a humble way, my Vaishnava Thakur all, no, please make me your dog. This is the real mood. Prabhupada said we call Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in the same way we call Prahlad Thakur. So we should always pray. Prabhupada says in one of the lectures, so my dear Vaishnava Thakur, kindly accept me as your dog. As a dog, by the indication of the master, does everything very obediently. We have to learn this lesson from the dog, how to become a faithful servant to the master. That is the instruction. In everything you can learn something. Therefore Mahabhagavad accepts everything as guru. Everyone as guru to learn something. Actually we can learn these arts from the dog. How to become faithful at the risk of the life also. Charya Vaishnava Seva is Tar Bhai Chateva. So, then the next is chanting of the Hare Krishna, chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. It is said that the saints have been able to hear the vibrating strings of the veena in the hands of Narad, who is always singing the glories of Lord Krishna. Now the same sound vibration has entered by ears, my ears, and I am always feeling the presence of the Supreme Personality of God. Gradually I am becoming bereft of all attachment of form of material. The sound being heard in this verse, Narad, verse is Narada singing the glories of Lord Krishna. The vibrating strings of the veena. Just by hearing the vibration of holy name, one can, you know, completely bereft of all material attachments for endurance. The complete detachment is a symptom of vairagya, virakti. Now, Rupa Goswami was told that Kirtan can immediately evoke devotion, ecstasy, bhav, even in a neophyte. And then last is residing in Mathura. Prabhu Goswami describes the beauty of Sri Vrindavan now, acquainted with the Yamuna, Kadamba trees, chirping birds, and beauty form of Shyama Sundar. Simply remembering this beauty evokes bhav. I remember the Lord standing on the banks of the Yamuna river so beautifully amid the Kadam trees, where many birds are, you know, chirping in the gardens, and these impressions are always during the transcendental realization of pure and bliss. These sceneries are still available if you go to Brajamandal. The Kadambatis are still there, the singing of birds are still there. Still, all these things are available in Brajamandal. You know that. You have seen Brajamandal, huh? Yes, it's still available. According to Jiva Goswami, transcendental realization of beauty and bliss. Manasi kanti bhavam karana sistonati. Sistonati. Indicates mental realization of one's eternal sovereign mood. Swarupa Siddhi, which occurs during the stage of bhav bhakti. Rupa Goswami shows that simply remembering Vrindavan can quickly evoke devotional service even in your life. Simply remembering. Vrindavan can cause, simply remembering Vrindavan can cause such powerful realization. Generally, one's transcendental feeling will immediately be aroused by actually being there. Rupa says, such transcendental feelings are aroused immediately and without fail after one arrives in Mathura Vrindavan. Even our neophyte people, when they go there also, I think same. The result, Rupa Goswami explained that the result of these items are not overestimation. They are true in certain cases and are intended to describe the item's potential for evoking Bhava Bhakti. When executed offense, yes, please. Should be offense, yes, please. Sometimes these 64 activities are said to reward one with various worldly benedictions. But Rupa Goswami explained that this is simply to attract materialistic people, mundane people. That's why he mentioned in such a way. Now, some practices, Vanashram Dharma, cultivation of Jnana, Vairagya, etc., were not mentioned in the list of 64 items. Are they not items of devotional service? If not, then why? What is the relationship between sadhana and bhakti and that? For example, marriage. There is in this 64 item, we did not hear anything that marriage is part of sadhana bhakti. It's not there. But because one may enter grihastha ashram if necessary to avoid sinful life and stay on the progressive path, if such varnasrama activities are aimed at purification for the Lord's pleasure, they can be considered a subsidiary item of devotional service without being aimed at venture purification and unalloyed surrender. Varnasram, no aspect of varnasram can be considered as a devotional service. Varnasram is out of the jurisdiction of bhakti. But it can subsidiary help, it can become subsidiary item. It can help one to bring to 64. Principle of devotional service. There are many such things like cultivation knowledge and all, but these are all subsidiary things. So we stop here.
See, which one?
14, 15, 16,
number 7.